You know, there's plenty to do and see up around these parts. Something for everyone, any time of year. And I have just the gal who can put it all into a nutshell for you. Lynn Scherenbrock is kind of the ramrod for the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway, and she's been working mighty hard to get the word out to all you folks. Lynn, they're all yours.
The Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway is a recreational route, looping around two chains of lakes and several individual lakes. Visitors come here to explore the lore, as they say. In just 54 miles, the recreational heart of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway comes alive in so many ways. The 14 interpretive panel kiosks is one fun way to learn both the truth and lore about each of the sites on which the kiosks are located. One story tells of the continuing allure of great fishing in this area through Paul's epic battle with an enormous fish whose name is still debated today. Was it Notorious Nate or Ike the Pike? At another panel location, the story slips in a little logging history through a character named Timothy Burr, or Tim Burr for short. Let me take you on a little trip along the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway. We'll start on the northwest tip of the byway at a charming town called Pine River. Pine River likes to refer to itself as still a real town. On any summer Friday at 1 p.m., you'd see duck races and swimming going on at the same site where logs floated down the river in the 1800s. And in case you're wondering, those racing ducks, not real birds. But there are real birds nearby. Beyond town, birders, keep your binoculars close as you pass through some of the best wildlife watching areas around. An historic canoe route actually runs side by side with the byway at several locations along this part of the route. While you're watching for your favorite bird, you better also keep your eye out for rocks. No, not falling rocks on the road, luckily, but digging can be an adventure. Evidence of the glaciers is clear in the boulder fields and the stream beds. One of the Paul Bunyan tall tales tells of a marble game Paul played with these big boulders. Traveling southwest along County Road 15, folks have the opportunity to explore some of the earliest resorts of the area. One of these still caters to the winter recreational pursuit of dark house spearfishing. Heading back northeast, you'll hook up again with County Road 1 and continuing east to its intersection at County Road 66, which we call our own little central Minnesota Route 66. South along 66, there's a breathtaking panoramic view of Trout Lake, one of the 14 lakes of the Whitefish Chain. In fact, it's such an outstanding view that well-known local artist Tom Otteson did an oil painting of this spot. Right about now, you can almost be assured of hearing something from your passengers or even yourself like, "Oh my goodness, the lakes, they are so beautiful." Here, the road slips between picturesque Ox Lake on one side and Loon and Island Lakes of the Whitefish Chain on the other side. Lakes really are the focus of a great percentage of this area's recreational activity year-round. Coming up to the west is County Road 16. This part of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway is referred to as the spine of the route because it runs right down the middle of the byway. Along this part of the byway are many of our area resorts. Minnesota resorts have been purveyors of recreational enjoyment to the people of our own state, the nation, and even occasionally internationally for years. Some folks might be curious about resorts. Well, stop at any one and ask them. One thing about resorters, they love to talk. Maybe you're the kind who likes to get out of the car and get into the woods a bit. Along County Road 16 are two wonderful walking trails. Upguard Wildlife Area is, in fact, a DNR project where the ideas from Carol Henderson's book, Landscaping for Wildlife, are actually put into practice. About 5 more miles west on County Road 16 will bring you to the Veterans Walking Trail at Island Lake Woods. There's an interpretive panel here that clues you into a connection between a huge 1958 forest fire at this site and the DNR's fire tower on County Road 11. The 500-foot boardwalk across a shrub swamp and the four informational panels along it are worth a quick snapshot in and of themselves. A couple more miles west and you're at the County Road 16 Highway 371 intersection, where you can take a break at the Byway's Gateway Gazebo. If the day and time is right, you might be able to watch a lumberjack show just a short walk away. 2 miles south on 371 at County Road 11 is one of four sites where the Paul Bunyan Trail meets the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway. It's a bicyclist's dream place. On the northwest corner is Paul Bunyan's bobber, water tower, and his big chair. Then, only about a mile east of Pequot Lakes is the historic fire tower. It's actually listed as an historic lookout. Back in the late 1980s, the police chief's pet bear got loose and climbed up this tower. The only way they could coax it down was with its favorite treat, marshmallows. If you're at least as hardy as a black bear, you might want to climb the top yourself. The view is stunning. County Road 11 also boasts three golf courses around Breezy Point and the pastoral Pelican Woods Cemetery walking path, plus the Breezy Point City Park and the Truilla Hiking Trail. For those interested in history and fishing, take a turn north onto County Road 3. At the Pelican Brook Bridge, walk to the water's edge and take a look at that rushing water. This is perfect breeding grounds for the Champion of Minnesota minnows, the horny head chub, also known to you fishermen as the red-tailed chub. In 1941, Minnesota's first minnow seining permit was issued for this site. Good bait, good fishing, it's still important today. Where County Road 3 turns into County Road 66 in Cross Lake is the Cross Lake Historic Log Village, where local historic figures and stories come to life during various festivals throughout the year. One of the most popular is the Candlelight and Cider Tour held every September. On the west side is the Cross Lake Dam Recreation and Campground area. The progression of this area to the recreational playground of today is told in panels and artifacts. Then you can head north on 66 through Cross Lake. As you pass by Cross Lake itself, you will have covered all 54 miles of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway, but there are still so many places, events, and stories just waiting for your next visit. Come back again soon to explore the lore of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway even more.
I got a horny head chub, I'm gonna catch a bigger fish than you're gonna, bub. Gotta love the fishing, and we've got some of the best in the country. It's just another great reason to spend some time up here in the lake country.